There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is a Celtics Wednesday, and Jason Tatum with the opportunity to serve a cold dish of revenge to Steve Kerr tonight at the Boston Garden. We will talk about that with Mego in about an hour, a little less. Tomorrow, Bruins Thursday, Mike Milbury at 9 on tomorrow's show. And then Friday, Flex Friday, we will do the show live at the American Heritage Museum with you and with a whole bunch of men and women who have served this country as we get ready for Veterans Day on Monday. So can't wait to see you all on Friday morning, bright and early, 6 to 10. And, of course, we will say happy birthday and thank you to Joe Landry, who turned 100 years old a couple weeks ago, and we got to meet Joe at our Lunch with a Hero last year, and so can't wait to see him again on Friday. But right now, back to the rest of the news with Courtney.
This next story is nuts. 38-year-old Rebecca Fadinelli from Stoughton is the owner of Skin Butte Med Spa, with locations in Randolph and Southeastern. She's been accused of smuggling fake Botox and other drugs into the country and using them in thousands of injections that were administered in her two locations. She was telling people she's a nurse.
She's not. So the med part was not legit in the med spa.
She's not licensed, okay. And she's not certified to dispense or administer prescription drugs or devices. She told clients and employees that she was a nurse, so obviously they trusted her in that administration of Botox. She made upwards of $1 million.
A million?
A million.
Oh, my God. And meanwhile, anybody who paid for her to Botox the lips up or the forehead or whatever has no idea what she was actually putting in.
Correct.
There.
Like,
Jesus.
So this story came across my desk yesterday, and I got nervous that this was the place that I had been. Obviously not. I go to Dream Spa. They are very good and all qualified. But she's scheduled to appear Friday afternoon in federal court in Worcester.
Well, you verify the medical license on TikTok.
Yes, so, always.
So you're
first and foremost.
Right.
And then Yelp.
You know you're fine.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know? Like that? It's really interesting because she obviously had a storefront. Right.
Two locations.
Right. Yeah. How do you know if somebody is legit or not?
I mean, they're all like they have their degrees on the
walls. You don't think she had degrees
on
the wall?
No, I know. That's a good point. I mean, I'm sure the people that were going to go see her did their research.
Right. So that's what I mean. Is there like a federal board of
if they're doing Botox and they're also they have a service available where they can put new rims on your vehicle? It's probably not a legit place.
I mean,
that does sound convenient. Oil change and the lips.
One-stop shopping.
Bad.
Legit. Sign me up.
Yeah. Authorities at the New York State Department on Environmental Conservation are reporting that they are receiving bomb threats. They received a lot of them on Monday in response to the death of Peanut the squirrel.
Yeah.
As a result.
Poor Peanut. Can we just have a moment of silence for Peanut?
Good point.
And for the raccoon.
Fred.
Fred.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
As a result, Greg, DEC workers were given the choice to work remotely.
Okay,
they were nervous about the bomb threats.
Okay.
They investigated them, found no devices or anything. Seems like it was a fraudulent threat.
I would guess any of them come from other squirrels who were overwhelmed with grief over what was done.
Probably.
The peanut?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not right.
Okay.
And Greg talked about it at the top of the show, but it is National Nacho Day. A poll done by YouGov.com found that nachos are the favorite Mexican food among Americans.
This is nuts to me.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why would you disagree with that?
Because it's it's not right.
Have you ever had a fajita?
Ooh, yes. Love
a good fajita. I'm a quesadilla girl.
Okay. Love a good quesadilla.
What? Quesadilla better than nachos.
Burritos better than all of them.
Shime, that is
burrito's
that's
a good one.
Argument take-wise from you that I will accept. I think that
I will suggest that if we all entered a table prior to this conversation, fajitas, burrito, quesadilla and nachos were on said table, everybody independently would go get a nacho first.
No, I would go get a fajita.
No, I would grab a burrito.
Yeah,
no way.
I like to make my own.
Well,
there's way more substance to the four others.
It's also a different category. Like nachos are an app, and then the quesadilla, burrito, fajitas are a meal.
It's like if America chose chips and salsa is their favorite Mexican food.
America did choose last night.
Okay, well, that rounds out the top four. It goes nachos, then...
So what's the order again?
Okay, so nachos number one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Burritos number two.
Yeah, see, I don't even have burritos above fajitas.
Me neither.
Okay.
Quesadillas number three.
All right.
Quesadilla, by the way, arguably the quickest, most delicious food that you can make in a pinch.
Agreed, yes.
And all you need is, legit, is cheese and the tortilla.
Chicken?
It's a better version of a grilled cheese.
You can make it better if you have chicken.
Good
but
point.
I'm just saying,
right.
You can put one together in literally a minute.
I don't know if it's bad. James, I make that literally every day for him.
I think that's great, Curtis.
Yeah.
Like if he eats it, it's great.
And a lot of people go to Loco and immediately get the tacos, which are delicious. Their quesadillas are unbelievable. Right. Their sour cream is almost like sweet on top. It's so good.
Yeah.
But your fajita is number four on the list. Number five, salsa.
Salsa?
Yeah.
Like, get out of here, America.
Number six, guacamole.
What happened to the chimichanga?
That's number eight.
Where's queso?
What happened to the tamale?
Queso, not even on that. Chili con carne is number seven. Yeah. And number nine, huevos rancheros. Yeah,
that's it. I'm moving to Canada.
Wiggy loves the huevos.
I don't even know what those are. I stick to my wheelhouse. I stick to basically nachos as an appetizer. Like you said, fajitas are interesting because, Greg, you don't like the grilled.
I don't like the onions and peppers.
Yes.
Then how can you rate fajitas so high?
That's so good. That's the best part.
I'm going to be honest. You want to know what my favorite part of the fajita is?
Sour cream.
Sour cream and the guacamole. Like, that's my favorite part of it.
Oh, I just realized. Tacos aren't on this?
No, didn't make the list.
Tacos are not on the
list? How are tacos not even on the list?
It's insane.
I'm calling fraudulence on America.
Yeah.
Fraudulence. Your taste is horrible.
Yeah.
Because in order to have a good fajita, I think most people know that you need the grilled veggies and onions.
Absolutely.
Same with the quesadilla. Like, just the cheese quesadilla.
No, I like chicken cheese with onions in it.
Yeah, you need some of that. Yeah.
So, Greg, you don't like onions and peppers.
I like them on a pizza.
Okay, I'm talking about specifically for this conversation.
If you'd like, I could argue that the greatest pizza topping is the onion green pepper combo.
That's not even close.
It is a great topping.
Yeah. Huh?
It is by far the best.
It's not even close to the best.
A-plus grade.
Add mushrooms on that and you get my vote.
What are we doing?
I just don't enjoy them in the fajita.
Okay, but
vegetables on a pizza are not the best pizza topping.
Yes.
But Greg, you mock the nacho. So you literally take a tortilla, put chicken on it, then dunk it and douse it in sour cream and guac.
Yep.
That's what nachos are, but with chips.
Or a taco.
The chip is not the same as the fajita. Gives you so much more.
There's so much better in a nacho than a barren, naked fajita.
There's so much more surface area when it comes to the sour cream and the guac.
Yeah.
So what about your quesadilla then? So is your quesadilla...
I would not put onions or peppers in
it. So you basically, when it comes to fajitas and quesadillas, chicken and cheese or whatever meat.
And sour cream.
I spray a little Pam in there.
Boom.
Throw the fajita down for like the fajita for 5 minutes. Throw some cheese on there. A little
what
salsa.
Was her name?
and then
bing, bang, boom,
and boom, you're done.
Yeah,
and it's the spirit of Mexico.
Yeah,
you
like it naked. And then you dip it in a sour cream.
I get extra sour cream. But you like it naked though. That's very
he
interesting.
Likes it naked.
Yeah. Very interesting
it's unfortunate.
To me.
It's just it happens to be my taste.
In general,
in my life, I try to stay away from vegetables.
Queso, they ain't hitting, though.
The queso is...
They's hitting. I know, queso ain't on the... But you eat your fajita and your quesadilla like a six-year-old. Yeah.
That's true.
Like, just give me, like, what do you want? Cheese and chicken. Yeah. That's it. And the guac and the sour cream. But I need other stuff in it, man. That's why I love making my own fajitas.
I will say, when it comes to Mexican dishes that I think should be on the list, the street corn is extraordinary.
Delicious.
It's done the right way.
Yeah, I like it off cob, too.
Yeah,
Lazy man style. Yes.
I put that in my burrito.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, because the burrito's key, right? Isn't a burrito about what goes in it?
Absolutely.
Trump won Cobb County. Can we get back to it?
Veggies. I'm not really a big rice or beans guy in my burrito, but...
Oh, I like rice. I'm not a beans gal.
All right. Is that it?
That's it for the news.
Great job on the news this morning, Courtney.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
Thank you. Speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins get shut out in Toronto 4-0. Swayman was in goal. He had 23 saves in the loss. Pasta talked about the loss after. Here's what he had to say.
Honestly, like, it was a tough loss today, but, you know, I feel like we've been right there for the most part of the game, you know, and how the special teams obviously hurt us today, and you know, we didn't do the job on the power play, and they did.
The Celtics are back in action tonight at home, welcoming Steve Kerr and the Warriors to town. Tip is at 7:30. Jaylen Brown is out of this one. Does that worry you a bit that he's out for another game?
No, because then this is a great opportunity for Jason Tatum to say, hey, listen, this is why I should be an MVP.
Yeah, but I think you're saying...
I'm saying about the injury.
The injury.
Not worried about
gonna,
the game.
That it's going to linger.
Yeah, a hip
whatever.
Strain to me, a hip flexor is something that can be aggravated so easily.
Yeah, I am a little concerned.
So I talked to Terp last night, and Terp had said that the team has zero concern whatsoever about this Jaylen Brown injury.
Okay.
That he's going to be perfectly fine.
All right. Okay.
I'll be interested to ask Mego that when she comes on at 9.
I will await the response to your statement from Greg Bedard later on today.
That's what I love that. Like. I'm glad he listens to the program. Thanks a lot.
I would like to hear that later on today.
I would love that.
In Philly, the NBA has suspended Joel Embiid for 3 games without pay for shoving a columnist, Marcus Hayes, from the Philadelphia Inquirer in the locker room after the loss to the Grizzlies on Saturday. And the Dodgers announced yesterday that Shohei Ohtani had surgery on that shoulder he injured during the World Series. And cozy up to irresistible new fall flavors at the 99 restaurant, like the freshly baked home-style chicken pot pie packed with chicken and topped with a buttery, flaky crust, or the creamy short rib mac and cheese. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Not to dwell on that for Scheim, he can fight for himself, but he literally is getting angry at Scheim for doing what he does the exact same way.
It sounds very
much
hypocritical,
so.
Doesn't it?
Like, pretty much.
He does the exact same thing every day.
The same tape on a computer, not in the facility.
Well, and you know, back in my day, I don't know if you know this, Curtis, but I've been around in the sports world of Boston sports media.
Correct.
And I used to go on Greg Bedard's show once a week and do the All-22 breakdown for him.
Really?
Well, he was at the Boston Globe. I think he was at the Globe, and it was like...
Never heard of it.
BostonGlobe.com, and he had like an internet show, and he would say, all right, come on, and we're going to break down.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I want you to break down like two or three plays from the game, and it was more blackboard breakdown.
Okay.
Where we broke down a play. So I was kind of doing that, the all 22, like kind of for him back in the day. Like, all right, here's what the safety should have done based on the play that we saw in the game.
You would do that for him.
I would say yes.
Oh.
Kind of, you know, I mean, because, you know, everybody, it's, unless you're really, and you've been in an NFL locker room and you've been in a meeting, like sometimes you really don't know the integral pieces of said route combination or route coverage. Yes.
Well, so, that's why we have you on this show.
You know, and I think, and like, hey, listen, Chime does a good job of
Wiggy, I would just like to ask, normally when you and I talk all 22, it's more of a collaborative approach, bouncing ideas off each other than it is you breaking it down for me, isn't it?
Right, yeah. Oh. Yeah, so, and Chime does a good job of his all 22 breakdown and seeing some of the things that he dives into, even though he might still be learning some of those integral pieces that he wouldn't have the knowledge of from actually being in there. And so he kind of learns and, you know, and he's able to put it down on the Shimestrator.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Good color on the background of Bedard being somewhat of a fraud.
It was like 2013. It was a while ago, too.
Yeah. 64 degrees in Boston. Afternoon high, record-breaking 77.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.